The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Before we get there, Woolchuck found the specs on that Batmobile we were wondering about. See what the performance would look like. A segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Bully.
So Joe Pompliano, shout out to him. He's got the numbers on this. It is a fully functional Batmobile. 525 horsepower, weighs 5,500 pounds. Imitation gun turrets, smoke screen delivery system, $3 million, which we already knew about from the story that we talked a couple weeks ago. But Joe Burrow now going to be just one of 10 people in the world who owns one. And this thing looks freaking epic. It is the, of course, Batmobile from The Dark Knight.
Okay, so Lucius, you're probably the biggest car guy here. At 550 horsepower at 2.5 tons, is that thing hauling
ass? That don't sound like it's street legal. Is that street legal?
No, it's not.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it can move, man, if it's got the right jump to it, but
okay.
That don't sound like you can move around here. I can't pull up to the mall and stunt on y'all.
Damn it.
No, I'm disappointed it's not street legal. What's it going to take? You know, let's put some blinkers on this, some headlights. What do we need? You know, appropriate amount of mirrors. That would be my thing if I'm Joe Burrow. You know, first of all, I think it's an irresponsible expense, $3 million for a toy. But hey, he's got like a $200 million contract. But man, that is, I would want to be able to cruise around in that, roll down the window at stoplights and stuff like that. That might be a no deal for me, or I would just risk the ticket. Take the ticket. Yeah,
that part.
Yeah, you're Joe Burrow. You
I
don't
can
care.
Afford it. It's a $3 million car.
Another ticket.
Yeah, you want it right here. What you need?
Put it with the rest of them in the glove
What's
box.
What's your Cash App, cop?
Okay, time for some Cowboys headlines here. You guys were talking about this a little bit in the opening segment. I wanted to circle back around to it. Mashota asked, is wide receiver a possible legitimate first-round pick? Is that a credible idea? He talks about the top guys, Travis Hunter and Missouri's Luther Burden III, who recently announced he's skipping the senior year. Mashota says it would be an interesting pick because wide receiver isn't their biggest need. That would be running back, followed by defensive tackle, and then offensive lineman or defensive end could also arguably be bigger needs. At 877-881-1053, I think they have quite a few needs. I wouldn't rank running back higher. I think Dowdle's done a nice job. I'm okay if you go with a day three pick and Dowdle next year and see how that goes. I think wide receiver's huge. Brooks, Tolbert, Turpin, solid 4-5 guys. Cook's aging and has already taken a big step back from where he is at his peak. I think Cook's plays a whole year. He's a 600-yard receiver. So that's kind of where I'm looking. I would be ecstatic. And the higher you are picking, the more of a chance you have for an absolute game breaker who could give you like a two wide receiver combo like you're about to face with the Bengals. That's what I'm looking at. I'd be excited for that.
I'd definitely be much more excited about a wide receiver than a running back there, for sure. I understand those who would prefer to build inside out. And if you can have an offensive lineman or defensive lineman that you feel is like a beast right there. But Also depends on, I mean, Broadus is talking about super deep at the defensive tackle spot. So every draft is its own sort of beast there. And I don't know, is this wide receiver class just as like historic as it feels like it's been over the last 5 years?
It's not as deep as it has been.
Okay, so if it's a little less deep there, I think.
Running back is really, really deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to last year, it's much deeper.
I don't think you have Dowdle under contract next year.
Yeah, I think he's a one-year, he signed a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So, might get too expensive.
So that's kind of where I, you know.
I'll look up his value. Is that what you're doing right now, Chief?
Yeah, well, I'm just seeing what he's been on.
I think he's been like a $1 to $2 million dude, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a $1 million base salary guy, but his contract is up.
Yeah. So you don't have a running back then on your roster. I don't think they can, you know, they can play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, running back is a need, but at what price? What price is that need?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could make a case, like a dude that's going to touch the ball 20 times for me, that might be more valuable than the receiver. I think the receiver is also a position. I mean, the same argument I think can be made for receiver that they make for running back, where you see guys that are even in the top of the NFL that have been taken day three, second, third round. But this year's draft, I mean, there are three wide receivers that I'd be pretty stoked about having in the first round. But I am all about, I feel like, the most bang for your buck probably is going to be at the line of scrimmage, whether it's offensive or defensive line. And Rico's a good player. You can upgrade there. Rico Dowdle doesn't have a breakaway speed. He's solid. He's not really doing anything to put fear in defenses, in my opinion. You're not having a game plan to stop a Rico Dowdle. I think you can upgrade at the running back position. I don't mind bringing him back so you've got somebody there at the position. But Rico's a solid player. I don't think he's one of these game-breaking type of dudes that maybe you'd have a chance to get in this draft class, even if you waited till day two.
I mean, 4.5 yards per attempt, that's just giving you a rushing success rate, a consistent run threat. Over the cap, projecting $4 million based on his production this year, he's worth significantly more than what the Cowboys are paying him. I would have to pass there. You know, if he wants to come back at around $1 million, which is, you know, what he's been playing at on this three-year deal, then I'm with you guys there. But I just think, as you stated, running back depth plays in the second and third, maybe even the fourth round, where you could get a definitive upgrade and use that that first rounder on a wide receiver. And an O-line.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Hoffman playing well against a bad defense, you know, do you look at that like we might have something here? Or do you look at it like, dude, Dak's aging and we need to make sure this offensive line is good enough to protect and establish a great running game? How do you approach that? How do you approach what you have right now as a collection of dudes around Tyler Smith that you're hoping are better?
I think you got a guy that can play there. Hoffman, I think, can be a starter. I think TJ Bass could possibly be a starter for you. I liked what we saw from Awesome Richards. It's unfortunate he got hurt. But I think they're probably, and Nate Thomas is a guy, we'll see if the coaching staff changes.
Sure.
But the staff liked him. I know Mike Solari was a big fan of his, who they drafted late. So they've, for the first time in recent memory, they've got some depth there. But I still think if you're sitting there and the highest rated player is one of these offensive tackles, whether it's Banks or Will Campbell or name the guy, I'm not going to ever have an issue with addressing offensive line. But you do feel better about your depth than you ever have. I think defensive line, whether it's a tackle, an edge, that's a screaming need. What's up with DeMarcus Lawrence? Is he back for you? You're right now you're starting Carl Lawson opposite Micah Parsons. He's not back next year. Osa Digizu is a free agent. You've got massive holes on the future of that defensive line. I think if I had to bet, where is that first round pick going to go? It's a defensive lineman.
Tackle or end?
I'd probably a tackle right now, because I don't think you're going to be high enough to get Abdul Carter. And that'd be the dude that I would absolutely love for
Penn State. He's more of an edge.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a look at the draft, and we're getting more into that a little bit earlier based on the Cowboys' record, and it's a lot of fun, you know, picking at 13 currently, Brian.
I think the best offense in the tackle in the draft has a bad knee.
Which one?
Josh Simmons from Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, he just declared yesterday.
They won't be looking to go tackle.
I mean, the questions are, do you feel like that Will Campbell from LSU is a guard? Do you feel like Banks from Texas is a guard? There's people projecting them both to play guard. than the play. I think Campbell at LSU can play tackle. I don't know about Banks at Texas playing tackle. I think he could play guard, depending on how you want to go. But best offensive tackle I've seen is Josh Simmons from Ohio State.
All righty.
And he's got a knee injury.
Up next in the C-Note, disturbing headline out of Idaho. Darwin Van Der Esch, daddy of Leighton Van Der Esch, arrested outside of Riggins, Idaho this week on domestic battery charges. The 61-year-old taken into custody, felony attempted strangulation, cited for misdemeanor domestic battery, misdemeanor intentional destruction of a telecommunication device. Looks like we had a phone breaking.
Mm-hmm.
A native of Riggins, Leighton. It's a good time for a pop-up. Leighton was a first-round pick of the Cowboys in 2018, standout career at Boise State. Neck injury slowed him down. So that's a tough one there for the Van Der Esch family to have to go through. Might have an unhappy holidays. They're around. That's tough. Skip Bayless says he...
Hey, watch your mouth, woman!
I didn't know Skip Bayless was married. I'd read a story a number of years ago, but his wife, Ernestine, has been grilling him over his unwavering Dallas Cowboys loyalty. That might be the biggest crock I've ever heard.
Sure.
Skip Bayless was a Cowboys antagonist when he was here. I mean, he spent the majority of his TV career antagonizing the Cowboys, and then suddenly ESPN or somebody, Fox, pivoted to the idea that he was going to become a Cowboys super fan and lead the charge there. It's just nauseating to look at. Okay, Cowboys storylines going into this Bengals game. Krusty's Corner's coming up in about 6-7 minutes. He'll have the film details on the Bengals offense for us. Will the Cowboys get Diggs and Martin back? And if so, how much does that help? I think it's potentially massive for the defense. If you could have Diggs, Bland, and Jordan Lewis out there, that's one of the best collections of corners in the entire league, and you need takeaways. All three of those guys are ball gods.
Yeah, it's huge, man. I mean, and we haven't gotten to see it.
No,
it's we haven't. Like,
what the hell?
There's something happening that just will not allow for Bland and Diggs to be on the field together for really any amount of time. It will be exciting, and especially in a matchup like this,
yeah.
If you're really trying to win this one with the passing attack of the Bengals. You're going to need all hands on deck.
All hands on deck for this one if you're going to do that. There's a path for this one, though. There is a path as you look at this Bengals offense. Nice. So we'll get into that at 3:40.
Has a team ever come back from 3-7 to make the playoffs?
What did the Rams do last year?
They didn't make the playoffs, but...
Yeah, they did. They lost to the Lions in the wild card round.
Wow.
That Goff staff. That was like
I think they got beat by the Cowboys. They lost the game. They lost the game against the Cowboys and then reeled off. I think they won all their games.
They did go on a hot streak. They got Kyron Williams back. Remember we were talking like Stafford MVP second half of the season. But
no, they went on a run. I can't believe they started off.
Yeah, they ended up
had four wins. Four wins at the time and then reeled off. I think I got that right.
If Diggs comes back and plays his best football, and if healthy Zach Martin can combo up with Terrence Steele like they got better at last year, who knows?
The question is, will they just continue to play Hoffman? You know, or are they holding
that on the table?
Yeah, they holding Martin out just to make sure that he's like fully healthy. But you know how you'd like you.
We need at least one game to see. Is healthy Zach Martin better than Brock Hoffman? I sure hope so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I asked you guys this question the other day. It's 72% Zach Martin better than 100% Brock Hoffman.
I mean, the way Hoffman's been playing right now, I would just, Zach, until you're 100, like 90% plus.
Yeah.
Don't push it, man.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. It's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I got some thoughts about this Cincinnati offense. I think there's some things you could do to it. We'll talk about that next.